From memes to viral videos, sometimes it feels like cats are taking over the world, or at least the internet.
Lily, what are you doing? Are you in a glass jar? Why did you get in the vase?
Now, the Worcester Art Museum is tapping into the global kitty craze with a new project appropriately titled Meow. It explores our age-old fascination with these furry creatures and plays a role in finding homes for rescue cats. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Let's face it, an art show about cats has the potential to make some people's eyes roll, maybe even yours.
One risk that this project has is that it's too cute.
That's John Seidel, the Worcester Art Museum's head of curatorial affairs. He says his team wanted to get beneath that layer of cuteness to connect with people's love and fear of felines.
I will be the first to confess I'm a dog person. I'm not a cat person, but I deeply, deeply respect the love of cats. And it's something you never, ever want to fool around with.
Funny thing is, this museum project, titled Meow, actually started as an homage to dogs. Adam Roseanne, director of audience engagement, says he and the staff set out to honor the museum's canine mascot, Helmut.
We started looking at the collection. All of a sudden, we started noticing, wow, we're not rich in dog art. We're really rich in cats.
The curators dug deep into the museum's collection of 35,000 objects to unearth and better understand cat imagery through the ages.
Because that's something we're always trying to do here, right? Think about ways to take this collection that goes from antiquity to the present day and covers nearly every corner of the globe and tell a story that can bring all of those aspects together. And it turns out that this subject matter is present in practically every gallery in the building.
Since cats supposedly have 9 lives, there are 9 parts to the museum's project. One is a self-guided tour for visitors called the Catwalk. It's a quest to find 17 cat-themed artworks around the museum. One of them stands out, a huge ancient mosaic embedded in the museum's floor.
This is one of the most important things in the entire museum, and it was excavated in Antioch, so ancient Roman Syria, around what dates from about 500, came to us in the 1930s, is the centerpiece of the entire museum. And the great thing about the Cats project, about Meow, is that it allowed us to look at things in our collection in a new way.
There are a bunch of cats in the large mosaic. They're not tabbies, though. They're tigers.
One of the most touching parts of the entire mosaic is the hunter who's stolen a tiger cub, and the mother and 2 tiger cubs are chasing after him. It's a really tragic sort of element of this mosaic.
A gallery exhibition titled The Captivating Cat features about 70 kitty-driven artworks. They include drawings, photographs, paintings, and prints. Some are undeniably cute. Others are pretty creepy, like a lithograph of a cat with bat wings terrorizing a bunch of mice. Later this summer, the museum is bringing in a contemporary installation known as the Cats in Residence Program. Live cats will hang out in an enclosed space with artist-designed cubbies and pretty perches. Humans can go inside, too, and they can even adopt the residents from the Worcester Animal Rescue League.
Always with an exhibition, I'm hoping that people take something that is maybe familiar to them and think about it in a whole new way and rethink, their own relationship with animals. I mean, maybe leading to an adoption or at least thinking about, how art might play a role in changing people's lives.
And maybe cats' lives, too. For all you dog lovers fearing feline world domination, there's a special show with a portrait of a furry subject on the museum's 4th floor. No, not a cat. Its title, Head of a Dog.
Cats, the cutest things on earth.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
Cats like boxes, cats like sleep, cats like lasers, cats like running, cats like birds, cats like
kitty go, kitty go, kitty meow it on the floor. Kitty go, kitty go, kitty meow it on the floor.
Cats like cuddling, cats like rats, cats like playing, cats like hats, cats like pianos, cats like jumping, cats like sunshine, cats like scratching.
Meow. Or Meow is open at the Worcester Art Museum through September 4th. There are lots of pictures of cats from the exhibition at our website, wbur.org.
Grumpy cat likes genocide. Grumpy cat likes drunken hobos.
those grumpy cat likes
nobody.
But we love every cat. Grumpy go, grumpy go, grumpy meow it on the floor. Grumpy go, grumpy go, grumpy meow it on the floor.